The wall is beside a cornfield in front of Chet Borowski's rural Walworth County home. It consists of 3 4x8 plywood panels covered with the names, pictures, and hometowns of soldiers from 16 countries. They were all killed in Iraq and Afghanistan over the past 2 years. Beside the panels, 16 small flags from all the countries fly at half-staff. Borowski began the project in November because he felt media outlets weren't paying enough attention to the human toll of the war.
My job, I think, is just a human being or a citizen, however you want to put it, of the world, to commemorate these men and women.
On a large brick beside the memorial, Borowski keeps a tally of the total military war dead. As of Wednesday, the plastic reflective numbers read 961. Those new figures include U.S. soldiers killed in the recent battles in Fallujah and Ramadi, and also a soldier from Ukraine and another from El Salvador. They were killed in smaller battles that have gotten less media attention. But Borowski scours the internet for information on all casualties, not just American. He finds and prints pictures and stories from local newspapers about how they died, as well as how they lived, and posts them on his memorial wall.
I try to leave my politics out of this, but if we're going to talk about a coalition, the coalition of the willing, then my God, when they fight and die, we need to talk about them then too.
Borowski gets information from the U.S. Department of Defense website and from the official Ministry of Defense websites of countries like Poland, Ukraine, and El Salvador, who are part of the coalition. Then he searches for online newspapers from those countries.
For example, this soldier from El Salvador, I don't speak the language, but I can see, I can see words that refer to his mother and refer to his education and hometown. They have a picture of him. So that information is something I think very important to put out to the public as well. I mean, it puts a face that these were men and women who were building lives of their own and gave theirs in the service of their countries.
Borowski hopes to make his memorial permanent. He's begun looking for a way to move it to a city or county park where it would get more attention from the public. He also plans to send sympathy cards with pictures of the memorial to the families of all the soldiers honored on what he's dubbed the Coalition Memorial. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.